This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome this 12th day of December 2020. Heavens to Betsy, it's almost over 2020. Keep pushing through this 2020. It might be over soon. I'm Frederick Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks and Todd Kuhnen and our producer, Cal Hunter. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, you want to call in 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. This, by far, is the most exciting, interesting, entertaining, but sometimes informative show on earth, and let me tell you why. You know, when you're cruising in your car, and I'm not talking back when I was in my 20s or my teens, and all of a sudden your favorite rock music comes on, or your favorite, you know, just a song from your past that you love, and you turn the thing up, and you're by yourself, masked up, all by yourself in your car. Well, that's some people, that's not me. And you just rock out to that tune. I'm telling you right now, today, you need to turn the radio up. I'm telling you, we have got the best show today. And I'm not saying that just, if you go back to all of our shows, I rarely say this is one of the best ever. This is going to be one of the most interesting shows you've ever heard. And it's because of the topics that we're talking about. We will always hit the latest topics that everybody talks about, but there's some bizarre things going on out there that we're going to talk about. We're going to have our case or no case, as usual. We're going to talk about Maxwell's latest offer for Christmas, the Texas final push at the Supreme Court challenge. And I was a little disappointed that the Supreme Court came out with a ruling Friday late, because I thought we'd have fun to, you know, we could try to figure out what they're going to do. But they did what they did, and we're going to talk about what that means and a little bit about it. Neil Young sees this, I think, and drops his lawsuit against Donald Trump. We're going to talk about that. I believe Neil Young would have lost.
I think he would have.
The FTC just brought a lawsuit. I'm waiting for this one, and this is reminding me of the old, you know, anti-Sherman Act back in the late 1800s, you know, with big oil, et cetera, et cetera. They are bringing a lawsuit against Facebook for antitrust.
Yeah, I think the last monopoly one, was it telecommunications that got hit?
Yeah.
That was a huge one, too.
Ma Bell.
When all of a sudden, I remember I was quite a bit younger, but all these new telephone companies and service providers started popping up.
Right. We got two other super interesting ones that I want to spend some time on. The most bizarre lawsuit by Bill Gross. I want to talk about that and the ramifications. I think he's going to lose, and we're going to talk about that. Just bizarre situation during this time period when everybody's struggling financially and we're having issues about a $1 million sculpture lawsuit.
And, yeah, everything going on, and this is the fight you want to take?
This is the one
you want to take? Okay.
The interesting thing to me is, let's make ourselves look good and let's do this. We're going to tell you what they're trying to do to make themselves look good.
All I'm going to say is there's a lawyer on one side that was really scared that they would actually do it.
No, that's exactly right. You're thinking, what are we talking about? You've got to hang on and turn your volume up on that one. And here's another interesting one you're going to turn your volume up on. Los Angeles decides not to prosecute certain crimes. They just came out with the list of crimes they will not prosecute.
And it's a long list.
It's a shocker.
It is.
But it's, as I've studied this, you know, Todd and I were talking about this before. Denise, you were just coming in. I was like, wow, what the heck would they do that for? Don't forget, they cut $150 billion Million. $150 million from the police budget out of L.A. And I wonder if the cops are going, you're cutting our budget, huh? All right, this is we can't pursue and prosecute this. But it's interesting. We're going to talk about maybe some of the ramifications because of that, and some of the, and we got a criminal lawyer here,
yeah.
Todd Cunin, that's going to talk about some interesting ramifications of this, and he's seen it happen before as a prosecutor,
yeah.
And what happened when other crimes were not prosecuted.
Saw it before out of the same county.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So
we're going to talk about all of that stuff and just have a good time here today, because it's been at least a couple of weeks before. Since we've been together, isn't that true?
All been together, yeah, Denise and I were here last week for most of the show.
Right.
And
I was here for the last hour, so we talked a lot about divorce.
Did Garrett come in?
Garrett did come in. I got to interview him, and he had a lot to share.
He did a good job.
We tested something on Radio Law Talk last week, and essentially what we did was we took the principles of a law radio show, we tried to meld it with those of, say, professional wrestling, tag teams specifically.
Yes.
And so what happened was there came a period of time when Garrett showed up. I tagged out. He tagged in. And the match went on. I still think Denise came away victorious.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
So today we're going to have all
but it was fun.
Interesting discussions. Cal?
Well, she hit him in the head with a chair, other than that.
Oh, it was a cage match with a ladder? Oh, man, I missed
out.
Good heavens.
Yes. I had something important to do, he said. Was it an actor thing? You had to go do some acting?
It was. There's a class taught by a pretty well-known director out of L.A. It's taught at UCLA. And the class is actually a class for up-and-coming directors on how to direct actors. Sometimes directing classes can be so technical about put the camera here, do this, that they forget how to get the performance from the actor. And so I was asked to participate by this director in this class as an actor to be directed by these directors. It was a great experience.
Did you say that three times?
Can you drop a name, please? Just drop a name.
No, I want him to say it three times. An actor directed by a director. What was that?
A director taking class on directing actors. I'll just say it once, and you can cut and paste that in your own audio.
Todd earlier today was shooting a commercial, and those of you that want to know what it's like behind the scenes, by the way, you can go to our Twitter or our Instagram. Why don't you just read it? What was the commercial you were reading? Let's pick it up, and this is what he does before.
Stand by, ladies and gentlemen. Todd Cunin's read. Let me roll my tape.
Wait, okay, do I do the dramatic actor read?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
all right.
Yes.
In a world, three, two, go.
I am Todd Cunin. I am in the practice of criminal defense in Northern California.
Sucks.
I have defended clients accused from everything from murder to theft and homicide. As a former prosecutor, I am very aware of the way those offices work. And my responsibility is to get the best possible outcome for my clients for a reasonable fee. If I can help, call my number at
murder.
555.
If you do a little, that little breath in there, Todd, you can, I am Todd Cunin.
Exactly. Oh, do it like Darth Vader.
The Orson Welles breath snatch. I am Todd Cunin. I defended people from murder.
No, if I'm going to do the Orson Welles one, I'm going to say, I will defend no client before it's time.
Or before he pays.
Oh, my God. Yes. And Cal, just so you know, is looking like Santa Claus. He's getting closer and closer.
Big performance today.
Here.
Big performance
is
tonight.
Is the performance tonight?
Yeah.
Cal is Santa Claus, those of you who don't know.
It's going to be an online
game. I will take a picture, put it on our Instagram and Twitter, so you can see Santa behind the mic. And you know what? The best part about it, if they pull your beard, it ain't coming off.
No, that's the beauty of it. I have to work real hard to make it go away.
All right, we'll be back after this, and we're going to do case or no case.
Stay tuned, because as Fred told you, we're going to come back shortly for more of Radio Law Talk, and we're available Pacific time, 9 to noon, every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many great radio stations. So we thank you for listening. Hold on.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Not all law firms have extensive experience in all areas of the law. It's wise to look for firms that have knowledge and understanding in your particular area of concern. So go to ProLawFirms.com. They have listings of attorneys in key areas of practice, such as family law, estate planning, personal injury, bankruptcy, and so forth. When you're looking for a lawyer that has extensive experience in your particular area of need, go to ProLawFirms.com. That's ProLawFirms.com.
ProLawFirms.com is not a law firm and does not endorse or recommend any specific law firm.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
We're back at Radio Law Talk. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving you legal advice. If you think we are, you're crazy. Do not use this unless you are at the dinner table coming up during Christmas time or Hanukkah and one of your in-laws tries to bring something up and they say, and then you can counter their they say with a what, Todd?
Well, on Radio Law Talk, we learned this.
That's exactly the only time. 855 Law Radio, 855-529-7234, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk or Instagram. Cal, roll the most important thing.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay! All right, I take you to the great city of Cleveland, Ohio. The Mistake by the Lake was what they used to call the old Cleveland Municipal Stadium. And some people have called the city the Mistake by the Lake, and yet others love the town. A couple bought a home there and decided to remodel it. They went down into the basement and took out the old ceiling coverings and looked up in there, and fitted carefully between the floorboards was a little tiny green suitcase. They reached up in there, ripped out the rest of the stuff very excitedly, pulled it out, and it was full of cash, all wrapped up in wax paper. They called the local news station, and a reporter came out. They told their story, and the previous owners of the house called an attorney immediately, not knowing how much money was at stake or even who put it there. They said, I don't know who stashed the cash, but since we lived in the house for 20 years before they bought it, we obviously have the most logical claim to it. And so I ask you, case or no case, Fred Penny, your call, go.
Boy, why did they call the... Why did they call the...
Shut your mouth.
Everybody like, does that. I don't know
it's
why.
Like, but it's like you get a tip. Oh, I got a tip for buying the house. All right. And then, oh, my gosh. Why do you do that? You know, here's the deal. The deal is... I believe the people, the logical thing to me is that the people who bought the house, it's their cash. And the reason it's their cash is you look at all the stuff when you buy properties, it's as is, you know.
As is, where is.
Yeah, where is. You get it, whatever's there. And the fact is that came with the house. I'm going to call it similar to a fixture. That's like you're a chandelier hanging up that comes with the fixture of the suitcase with the money. Now, given all that, I think it's no case. It's just a scenario.
All right. Fair enough. Mr. Kunin, what say you? Case or no case, my friend?
Yeah. I mean, essentially, this suitcase added to the value of the property and the home and everything that was there. And if a seller had a cause of action because a buyer was able to increase the value of a property or find that it was worth more than what the seller sold it for, then everybody who ever bought a home to flip it or invested in property for real estate would have a claim to the previous seller. And because of that, I'm going to say I think that somebody did find the cash. I think that they did call the press. And I think that it made an interesting story. And Cal looked at that and said, I wonder if I could fool them with this one. No case.
Which I wonder every time. Anyway,
yes.
Denise, what say you, case or no case?
Well, believe it or not, this is a very famous case. And
are you referring to the case or the suitcase?
I'm referring to both.
Well, it's a green suitcase and a famous case.
So the previous owners could sue for unjust enrichment, right?
Why?
And, yes, unjust enrichment. When they sold it, they didn't know the cash was in the wall, so the new owners got unjustly enriched.
Okay.
It's a theory.
But wouldn't
okay,
they have
may
been...
I finish, please?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
All right. And then there's another axiom of law.
Ooh, and I shot you down, Todd.
Right. Yep.
There's another axiom of law, and it is called possession is 9/10 of the law.
Oh,
well, know that, right? So, of course, the current owners would win under that theory. So we've got these two competing theories. And because there are two competing theories, there has to be a case here. So just because I can, I'm going to say that it's a case and that the previous owners lose.
Okay, well, there we go.
That's logical. That's straight up logical.
It's way too smart.
That's why we're using logic here.
That's why I thought for sure it's Cal Hunter. Logic doesn't work.
I'm sure that's against the rules to be logical.
Louise, what do you think you're doing, Denise?
All right, so
okay.
Let's go ahead and get down to this. First off, I'm going to tell you that the amount of money found in the suitcase, I'll give you a bonus if you tell me how much money they found in there. What bonus?
Within what? Yeah, within $100,000?
Yeah, within $10,000.
Oh, thank you. Okay, Fred Penny says $100,000.
Okay. Todd?
Half a million, $500,000.
Okay. Denise?
And I'll say $90,000.
All of you, very good guesses. The actual amount found was $23,000.
Okay,
so sorry.
Pretty low. Okay, now, those of you who say this is a case, that would be Denise. Oh, I'm so sorry, Denise.
Oh, yeah, Todd!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they found the money, and they called the cops, and the cops said, just keep it, and these people try to put a claim on it, but don't worry about it. It's yours. It was in your house, so congratulations.
See, Denise, you were thinking logically. That was your problem.
This
right.
is a frightening moment.
We're dealing with Cal Hunter, the trickery. He does trickery. That's his whole
Next
life.
Next hour, Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Remember him?
Yes.
Sheriff Joe. We'll talk about him.
I will tell you,
okay.
Just a side note, I represented clients way back when that Sheriff Arpaio was in a battle lock with businesses. Remember the time he was going after businesses if they had any illegal immigrants that were working at their businesses? And
yes.
He went after the businesses, and they found out that his own... His own sheriff's department had one of the illegal, or supposedly someone that was illegal, working for him. It just tells me, it just cracks
That's
me up.
That's when Sheriff Joe said, oops,
yeah,
never mind.
Whoopsie.
He's the guy that's out of, like, Taft or something, right?
Yeah, but he's the guy, remember he...
Mariposa.
Mariposa County.
But remember he had them, they dressed in pink, right? Didn't the...
All of the inmates' clothes were pink because that reduced the number of theft from the jail.
Yeah,
and not many people escaped with pink clothes.
Yeah, and nobody was going to want to take the pink underwear from the jail.
You know what?
The white skivvies, but, you know.
When we come back, we're going to talk about Maxwell. We're going to talk about the final Texas push for the Supreme Court challenge of the election. The FTC suing Facebook. Billionaire Bill Gross. His lawsuit is bizarre. And Los Angeles decides not to prosecute certain cases. We're going to talk about those when we come back.
Now, real question, got a caller in the meantime. The question was, are they not prosecuting cases just to make people feel more secure because they're all staying at home now? Be more criminals on the street anyway. And they're thinking, well, maybe this will lend to the security.
I wonder if it, Cal, if it's the $150 million you're cutting us. Okay, then we're just not going to...
I'm sure the cops said, well, just put a form online. They can fill that out.
That's exactly right.
We'll be right back with more Radio Law Talk after this. Stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The end of the COVID-19 pandemic is in sight in the U.S.
I am thrilled to report that the FDA has authorized the Pfizer vaccine.
President Trump hailing the final approval from the FDA for emergency use of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. The approval comes after an independent panel of experts recommended for the vaccine to be approved. A second vaccine candidate by Moderna could roll out in another week if that one is authorized. The U.S. expects to vaccinate 20 million people by the end of the month. Johnson & Johnson expects to find out if its vaccine candidate is working next month. News of the vaccine comes as new coronavirus restrictions are being instituted. Pennsylvania's suspension of indoor dining, gyms, and theaters, along with some crowd restrictions, took effect at 12:01 Eastern Time this morning. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Boys are weird. Is this real life?
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So, Ghislaine, Ghislaine. I don't know how to Maxwell. How do you say it? Ghislaine?
I think you don't say the G.
I think it's a soft G, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it Ghislaine?
Ghislaine.
Eileen.
I think we say Miss Maxwell.
Miss Maxwell.
Miss Maxwell.
Miss Maxwell, who was a friend of accused, supposed, what do you want to call him, sex trafficker, Jeffrey Epstein. They're claiming that she was kind of the madam of him and basically, you know, recruited young underage women for him and other people. There's a number of things that they're prosecuting her for, including sex crimes. Well, she's in jail right now and wasn't able to post bond or bail because they're worried about her being a flight risk.
But
here's what's interesting, Cal, that Denise and I and Todd talked about during the breaks a couple of times, and the issue is the prosecutor, the police, whoever, the government, what's the balancing effect of keeping a person in jail prior to their trial when they're innocent until proven guilty? And that's where I wonder, given all the coronavirus and the people they're letting out of jail right now, which is crazy, the type of people they're letting out with their rap sheets, because of coronavirus, and yet she's trying to get out of jail on what now $30 million in bail. Will wear a ankle bracelet. I think she needs to pay for a couple police officers sitting outside of her house, and she pays for it. Right now the court is reviewing this to determine whether or not this is appropriate or not. Why is that, Todd? You're a criminal lawyer. Why is it that someone who is not guilty at this point is sitting in jail, not for a few weeks or a month, but she's going to sit there for a long time?
Yeah, look, two chief considerations that courts have when it comes to bail. One is public safety. There are some people that, you know, the conviction's a technicality, and I know they're innocent until proven guilty, but still we have the public safety component. And in many jurisdictions, they say the public safety is the paramount consideration. And then the other consideration is setting bail to ensure the defendant's appearance at subsequent court proceedings. So you don't want to just let them out, and then we never see them again. Those are the two considerations. But I think to start the discussion, we start with the overriding principle that comes from the United States Constitution under the Eighth Amendment that says excessive bail shall not be required. Not may not be required. Not it'd be a good idea if you didn't require it. They use S-H-A-L-L, shall not be required. And here she is wanting to put up $30 million. And before she had offered to put up a bunch of money and they wouldn't let her out.
$5 million.
And the question here is that excessive? I mean, does she pose a risk to the public if she's let out? You know, she might have posed a risk to the public 10 years
ago. She's so high profile.
If she was guilty of doing what they say she is guilty of, working with Epstein and grooming people, all that. But you think that that could happen at all now with her status and the high profile nature of the case?
No way. With Epstein dead.
No way. That could not happen. And so then the next thing is to ensure her appearance at trial. And that is what the courts, what the prosecution is claiming is driving the bail up so much.
She has two citizenships,
yes.
Sorry, France and Britain.
No.
So she's not. She can easily leave. The
but they're
going to
bring her back. Let me tell you, Britain and France. It's not like she's over in some third world country that doesn't work with us. Britain and France will send her back.
Well, the proposed terms of this, if she's released, are that she waives extradition. So that if she is arrested, if she does flee and goes to Britain or France, she will not contest. She will have already waived extradition, so they don't need to go through the proceedings. They can just bring her back. But
didn't we have somebody else that fled to France?
We did, and this is the example that a lot of people use. Those who have heard the name Roman Polanski.
Yes.
Academy Award-winning director back in the 70s. He was accused of, coincidentally, sexual assault on a minor, a 13-year-old girl. He had a deal with the prosecution and was pending sentencing, but he feared that the judge would not authorize the deal and that the judge was going to put him in jail for a long time. If the judge had done that, he would...
Because the judge had made some comments. Like,
yeah, you know, the thing is, though, is if the judge had not agreed to the deal, then he'd be able to withdraw his guilty
plea. So it's the pre-Cosby syndrome.
Yeah. So what happened was he was so afraid of what would happen. This was back in the 70s. That he took off, went to France. He's never been back in the United States since. He still does movies. He still does all that stuff.
Yeah, and France did not extradite him.
And they do not extradite him. They do not bring him back. And so people use that as the example of somebody with money and
but
with power that they can leave.
There's a big distinction.
There is.
Because Ghislaine has not been even found guilty. She was not awaiting sentencing. She hasn't pled to anything. And here she is spending almost more than a year, not quite a year, but behind bars and in a very bad situation. And
well, I think they're using the jet setter argument, aren't they? Look, she's a jet setter. She has access to travel. She can go pretty much anywhere she wants. Maybe even go, Switzerland or one of those countries
she
where they
so
wouldn't extradite.
She is so
high profile. I get
There's
that.
No way. Yeah. And, you know, you can do things, like I said, put security on her, you know, and she pays for it, but it's a police department, you know, someone from the police.
I think they're really kind of making it harder on her because she is wealthy. I really do.
Yeah.
You know, they're
right.
I don't know.
Well,
the case that she's accused of is pretty heinous, if you think about it.
But the thing here is, this is where wealth may come into it, right? So if the purpose for bail, one, is to ensure somebody's appearance at court, right? And you take somebody that makes $15,000 a year, they make minimum wage, and you set, you know, $2,000 bail and they get out. Well, look, you're talking about a substantial hit on them. They have to come back if they want to get their bail money back because $2,000 is a lot to the person only making $15,000 a year. Even $50,000 a year, it's still a lot. To a person that has the resources to come up with $30 million bail, if it was $5 million, maybe they're looking at her finances, look, this is a drop in the bucket. I mean, there are some people that look at that and say, oh, cost of doing business, I'm out of here. I'll just never come back to the United States.
But
so it's got to be something that'll work.
They're offering, and it's the people now behind her that are offering to put up the bail.
Yes.
I think that's also very interesting because she allegedly is married to a CEO of the Cargo Metrics company. His name is Scott Borgerson, and he's a lot older, younger than her. He's like 14 years younger than she is, but he has over $100 million in assets as of 2016.
Denise, you hit it right on the nose because before in the bail hearing, she would not identify to whom she was married.
Correct.
To obfuscate the fact that he was wealthy enough, right? I mean, I think in that, to me, why would she do that?
Well, I don't think he wanted
to hide the wealth,
I think it was hiding the wealth, but I think more importantly was to protect him so that he would not be under the scrutiny that she had been under, because now they're married. They're going to, you know, he's going to have all these people following him, and he's going to have all these people asking questions. And there were rumors that they were dating back in 2019, and he denied those rumors. He would not admit it. So I don't know why exactly she didn't disclose she was married to him, whether she was trying to protect him or because he wanted the protection and not become, you know, involved in this. But
it's
in any event, he's putting up a lot of money, and
so are two
of her brothers.
Yeah.
So now that becomes more of a web in a way to keep her here, because why would she flee and put her husband and her two brothers at risk of losing a great amount of money?
And I think that's the issue for the court there. So when assessing bail, the court needs to know, look, how much of a control factor is this bail amount going to be over you coming back?
Exactly.
And if we set it at $5 million and you're married to somebody that's worth $1 billion and you got brothers with a lot, $5 million bucks is nothing. We'll never see you again. And so I think that's why the court wants to know who's putting this up.
But I worry about she's innocent. She's innocent.
She is innocent.
Until proven guilty. And, she's not. Let's back up. This is not the, you know, social media world. I know it is, but they're innocent until proven guilty. So she need, and they're letting out in L.A., we're going to talk about, all types of criminals that are doing
serious
serious things, and yet this lady that is so high profile that is going to put an ankle bracelet on this, that will have people there monitoring her. She just wants to get out of jail until she's proven guilty.
Until she has a chance to be heard.
Yeah, a chance to be heard.
I look at it this way, and I know being in jail is not fun, but the debate still rages whether Epstein suicide or was he murdered?
Right.
What happened? And there's a lot of information, a lot of people very scared about his case and hers.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, being in jail, where she's at now, with under the scrutiny,
that may be
the safest place for her.
Although it wasn't that safe for Epstein.
It wasn't, but I think the scrutiny is
that was Rikers, wasn't it?
Yeah, she's on a Rikers,
thank goodness.
Yeah, but still, that's interesting. We're gonna end that. We're gonna jump into the why did Texas file a lawsuit against the other states for the presidential election. We're going to get into details and talk about what the Supreme Court just held and why. We'll be back.
A little behind the scenes of one of the major news stories of the week here, coming up on Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and, of course, always streaming at RadioLawTalk.com. Now this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner
Center recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
That is Armadillo.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
Those are my favorite sayings. You know that, Cal. I love those. Those are those.
The kitty bumps?
Yeah, the kitty bumps are just the best things in the world. So well, do we have a kitty bump about
God has a kitty.
Yeah, anything that would discuss that we're doing a we're talking about the lawsuit with Texas suing the other Georgia, Wisconsin.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's a good one. Suing Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, saying that the results and there was some fraud going on with the results of the presidential
that
election.
That is Armadillo.
That is. Now, let me tell you. Why is it, this is what we wanted to talk about, why is it this was so important? You notice on Radio Law Talk, there's so many lawsuits about this, we've never talked about it. Because there's so many different states, and this person suing in Trump, and that, why don't we talk about it? Because there's just tons of them, and it starts with the lower court, and they go find the judge they want. I didn't say that, but I mean, I don't know, maybe they do, they find a more liberal one or a more conservative one, and then it has to go up to the appellate, it takes time. So what happens is, under the law, when a state sues another state, automatically goes to the Supreme Court. It is a way to circumvent everything and go direct to the Supreme Court. That's why when this came out, I said, we've got to talk about it. This is a very interesting way to circumvent everything and go direct to the Supreme Court and say, United States Supreme Court, what do you want us to do? You know? And I think that was actually, I was kind of happy that it's just, let's cut to the chase, right?
Yeah.
But there's some interesting ramifications. We wanted to talk about this. Doggone it, they came down with a ruling Friday late afternoon, and so we know what the ruling's going to be. We can't speculate, but that's interesting. Do you think, Denise?
Oh, no, I think it's great. I really loved it, too, and I wanted to find out exactly why they could sue and go right to the Supreme Court. And in our system, because we're in stare decisis, we deal with case law, the courts of original jurisdiction are, generally speaking, the trial courts. But Article 3, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution allows for there to be original jurisdiction when it's a lawsuit between states in the Supreme Court. So the Supreme Court acts as the trial court. And it was very, very, well, I think it was an ingenious idea,
wow,
quite honestly. But to be honest with you, I expected the result that happened. That was not a surprise to me, because Texas was trying to challenge the election results in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And, of course, those four states were the states that determined that Biden was going to be the president-elect.
So-called battleground states.
They were the battleground state. In fact, Georgia flipped. They had been for a long time a very Republican state we're talking decades, and they actually flipped and became a blue state this year, which was very unusual. But the allegations were that these states, their legislature their judiciary or their executive had somehow become involved in the election process, and that took away the right of the legislature.
Changed the rules.
And so there were some outcomes. In some states, that was absolutely ridiculous. Like, that did not happen in Georgia. Mm-hmm. But factually, that was just inaccurate. But it was a good idea in terms of how to challenge the election results and get to the Supreme Court quickly. And that's what happened.
So they were doing the let's throw the arguments up against the wall in various states and see what sticks. And then they said nothing's sticking. Let's get our big gun out and let's get this out to the Supreme Court.
Now, there
are
a few that were sticking, but not very many.
But, I mean, not to the extent where it was going to change.
The Pennsylvania suit that initially stuck, when it got up to the Supreme Court, it was rejected because it didn't change the outcome. And that was the biggest thing. You got to have something that means something. Right. Otherwise, why challenge it if it doesn't change
the
outcome?
If there's a little bit of fraud, but it doesn't change anything or whatever, why are we doing this?
Yes, exactly. It has to have some substantial impact, right?
So essentially, what they were seeking in the lawsuit, Texas filed it and then some other states joined in, but what they were seeking is, let's go back and remember, we talked about this a little on the show. The election in early November does not determine who the president is. The election in November, we're voting for who the electors are that will go to the Electoral College and cast their votes for the president. That comes right out of Article 1, Section 1, where it talks about the electors from each state will meet and they will vote. Now, there's something interesting about that, and this is why I think the lawsuit that was filed by Texas wasn't going to pan out. Because essentially Texas was saying that the way Georgia did it was wrong.
Yeah.
The way the Michigan and Pennsylvania, the way they did it was wrong. This is right out of the Constitution. Quote, Section 1, Article 2, Section 1. This is for the selection of the president. Each state shall appoint, this is the important part, comma, in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct, comma, a number of electors equal to, and then it goes on to say that these folks vote. So guess what? Texas may not like the way that Georgia did it for their election and how they chose their electors, but if the legislature of Georgia has no problem with it, and if the courts in Georgia say this was fine, you can't go in and have the Supreme Court tell Georgia you can't do it that way because the Constitution vests the authority in each state to pick electors however they want.
And then the most important thing is that where is the damage to Texas? There is no damage to Texas. If this had been brought by Georgia, you know, itself and made it up to the courts, well, then there'd be damage to the Georgian, electorate.
Unless the wrong result came out, unless it was not reflective of the vote of the people, then Texas can say, well, then the whole union has a different president, damaged. Can't they do that?
No.
They don't have standing.
Ultimately goes to the fact that there is no damage.
Let me quote what the Supreme Court said. I'm going to quote it. it says that Texas and the other states has not shown or has not judicially recognizable interest in the manner in which other states conducts its elections. That's
right.
A quote.
That's
And so to Cal's question here about what if there was a claim that the vote did not represent the will of the people in Georgia, well, then guess what? That claim would have to be filed in Georgia and decided by Georgia's Supreme Court to see if Georgia did it the right way, not having the U.S. Supreme Court come in and essentially have the high court tell Georgia how they're supposed to pick electors. That request would be absolutely contrary to the provisions of the Constitution.
Yeah, I heard a lot of liberal friends were like, oh, I'm worried about now. Oh, Trump's going to get this and that. Look at this. Look who he put in. It was 8-0. It was like unanimous. Obvious. My point is the justices in general are going to look at the law.
They're going to look at the Constitution, for sure.
That's right.
And the other thing is that's really interesting, there was another little offset of this, which has to do with safe harbor, right? It has to do with when the electors actually get selected by the states and when they put their vote in. And safe harbor day came and went, and after safe harbor, 49 states had timely got in their electors and had chosen them. But one state did not. Do you know which state it was that did not?
Which one?
Hawaii.
Really?
Yes. And so now there's a question of whether or not Hawaii can be, their electors are going to be, you know, valid or invalid.
But the search was really good. They didn't have time.
Dude.
Here's one thing that I do want to point out, and this is not something that gets talked about a lot, but look, there was a lot of questions. Every time a Supreme Court justice is nominated, there's a lot of questions and accusations that that person is just going to be a lackey for the person that appointed them.
How did that work for those opponents?
And you look at that, and there's been a lot of people questioning the integrity, even our current vice president-elect and president-elect questioning the integrity of the Supreme Court because of people that were nominated and put on. And quite frankly, I think a decision like this, it's not like puts it all to rest, but I think it tips in the favor of returning the integrity to the Supreme Court because we've got three people on that court that were nominated by the guy who lost the presidential election, and those people looked at this and said, yeah, we can't hear this.
I think it shows that just because you select a justice doesn't mean that justice is going to favor you.
It means we should be relieved that judicial independence was made obvious and proved by this what happened in the court, whether we like the decision or not.
Yeah.
It just proves that the judges have their own minds, they're going to make up their own minds, and it doesn't matter who put them there. I love that part.
And that's Justice Roberts. His whole point throughout this whole last year has been we have to keep our judiciary impartial and not subject to politics.
I agree. Well, we killed that hour. When we come back, hour two, we're going to have another case or no case. We're going to talk about the FTC suing Facebook. Neil Young drops his lawsuit against Trump. We're going to talk about that. Hold on.
Two more hours of Radio Law Talk are coming up, either on your radio station or always on RadioLawTalk.com. So stay tuned. There's much more ahead.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.